It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
I was going through my archives of PEDcasts the other day, and I came across a gem, an interview PEDcast with one of my excellent nurse practitioners, Ann Gesner. Ann's not only a great nurse practitioner, but also a certified lactation expert with a lot of experience. She and I talked about various issues surrounding breast milk, and I would like to summarize the excellent information that she gave my listeners and me in that PEDcast. So if you're looking for a practical advice about production, storage, and use of breast milk, you've come to the right place. First, let's talk about breast pumps. The fact is, many mothers don't need one. Most babies are excellent at nursing and getting the nutrition they need unless they're born prematurely, are sick just after birth, or have other special health conditions like a neurologic condition, motor difficulties with sucking, or a structural problem like a cleft lip or palate. Certainly for these families, a breast pump is essential equipment. There are also other situations where breast pumps are of great value. For instance, if mom expects short periods of separation from her baby on a very infrequent basis, maybe an inexpensive hand pump may be adequate. This type of pump is slow and tiring to use, but can get the job done for the very occasional use at a very reasonable price. The nice thing about a hand breast pump is that they're very, very inexpensive. If mom is going to be away from her baby for longer periods of time, however, perhaps working outside the home, Ann and I recommend that you invest in an electric double pump manufactured by a quality company that has been in the business for a long time. These pumps will cost $200 to $300, but they are well-built, durable, and will hold up for the long haul. Remember, this little pump is going to get a lot of use. For those families that find themselves with a baby who is not a very good feeder, like a premature baby, a hospital-grade double electric pump may be needed. These pumps are very expensive, costing around $2,000, but fortunately, they can be rented. These pumps are excellent and worth the rental fee. And remember, under the Obamacare law, insurance companies are required to cover the cost of a breast pump. Take advantage of that opportunity if you think it will help you be successful breastfeeding. Okay, now that you've mastered the pumping process, you need to learn how to handle and store breast milk so that your baby gets the maximum benefit from this wonderful food. Remember, breast milk is a powerful substance that has living cells that actually is capable of cleaning itself and maintaining its power and cleanliness. If some bacteria start to grow in expressed milk, the milk actually protects itself from spoiling. Amazing. Storing it properly is not only a safety issue, but is an attempt to preserve the food in good condition, the antibodies, and the living part of breast milk. While the data can sometimes be confusing, here is the consensus among experts at the Academy of Pediatrics and the La Leche League with regards to the shelf life of expressed breast milk. Pumped breast milk that is kept at room temperature should be consumed in 3 to 7 hours. If the milk has been stored in the refrigerator, it should be used within 3 to 7 days. And if it's been frozen since production, it should be given to your baby within 6 to 12 months. An easy way to remember these times is the rule of fives. Fresh breast milk, kept at room temperature, should be consumed within 5 hours. Milk that has been cooled in the refrigerator should be consumed within 5 days. And frozen breast milk should be used within 5 months. Thawed, frozen, or warmed refrigerated breast milk should be consumed within an hour of warming. You may be wondering, what is the best kind of container to store breast milk in? Your choices are bottles or plastic disposable liners made of plastic. I think there's no doubt a glass container is the best, since it's inert and will not change the milk in any way. But they break if you drop them. You may have heard about the chemical BPA, bisphenol A. Well, many people feel that this chemical that can come out of some plastics can be harmful. So in 2012, the FDA banned their use in baby bottles and sippy cups. Avoid all plastic food containers that bear the number 7 inside a triangle on the outside of the container. These contain BPA. Most plastic liners are BPA-free now, but not all. Make sure you check before using them. When you make up your containers to store them, leave a little air at the top so that the milk can expand if frozen. Store in 4-ounce quantities and label each with a date and time so you know which milk to use first. As you pull them out of the freezer or fridge, use the oldest first for obvious reasons. Babies can drink milk either cold or warm, but most people prefer to warm it. Putting the milk in a low-temperature warm water and swirling occasionally will do the trick. Never microwave milk, however. Not only does this have the potential of damaging the milk, but there are many cases of a serious scalding of babies because the microwave can heat the milk unevenly. Finally, there are a few more things you need to know about handling breast milk. Cleanliness is important. Your hands need to be very clean when handling everything about breast milk. The pump parts can be washed in the dishwasher. The tubing can be cleaned with soapy water, but should be dried so that the mold will not develop inside the tubing. This can be done by blowing air through the tubing. Some moms are surprised that freshly expressed breast milk can be different colors at different times depending on mom's intake of foods or vitamins. Pink or bluish are not uncommon. Don't worry about this. It's okay. And that cream layer, it can separate easily. Just shake it to put the fat back into the middle. So to summarize, breast milk is a powerful, wonderful substance that is far superior to infant formula. It needs to be collected and handled carefully, but is actually pretty hardy, rarely going bad. Remember the rule of fives. 5 hours at room temperature, 5 days in the refrigerator, 5 months storage life in the freezer. And finally, if you plan to be away from your baby for long periods of time, get a good electric breast pump and keep the milk coming. Well, if you enjoy Portable Practical Pediatrics, consider sending in your comments and subscribing at www.doxmo.com or on iTunes. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin, Esquire, and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.